How reflexive verbs work. Première étape, change the se. To conjugate reflexive verbs, first change the se you see at the end of the infinitive based on the doer of the action. This is called the reflexive pronoun. Reflexive pronouns. Se becomes me, myself. Te, yourself. Se, himself, herself, itself. Nous, ourselves. Vous, yourselves, formal yourself. Se, themselves. Note that se has several different English equivalents. You will have to pay special attention to other clues in the sentence, especially when listening, to know who the speaker is talking about. Deuxième étape, place the reflexive pronoun between the subject pronoun and the verb. Troisième étape, conjugate. Change the ending of the verb based on the subject as you normally do. Modèle, je me lave souvent les mains. I wash my hands frequently. If you have a two-verb phrase, the second verb will be an infinitive. You must change the se so it reflects the subject of the sentence, even though the verb will be left in the infinitive. The word order does not change, however. Modèle, je suis en train de me laver les mains. I am in the middle of washing my hands. Tu n'aimes pas te laver souvent les mains. You don't like to wash your hands often. Il a besoin de se laver les mains. He needs to wash his hands. Il faut se laver les mains. It is necessary to wash your hands. When making general statements, use the se form. Il est nécessaire de se laver souvent les mains. It is necessary to wash your hands often. Note, we have not seen commands yet, but when we do, we will see that if you have an affirmative command that requires a reflexive pronoun, you must attach the pronoun to the end of the command with a hyphen. Also, the te becomes toi in commands. Lave-toi les mains. Wash your hands. Lavez-vous les mains. Wash your hands. Note, the body part keeps the definite article les mains. We don't say my, your, his, her, our, your, their hands in French when we use reflexive verbs.